Good afternoon, gentlemen, and thank you very much for coming along this afternoon to talk about your experiences playing and living in Montgomery for the cricket club. Just to start, so we've sort of got a little bit of a record, can you just say who you are and when you played cricket for the club, Brian?
Yeah, Brian Purslos. I first played in 1955 and played into the 70s before I played for Knockin' afterwards, so 15 to 20 years. I can't remember the exact date I stopped playing here, to be honest.
I'm Philip Jones. I started in 1956. I played for 22 years for Montgomery, and I umpired for another 22 years. Gave up in year 2000.
I'm Chris Weaver, and I can remember first starting to play in the late 60s until I went to college in 1971, and obviously would come back home from college and play the odd games at a weekend.
Hi, I'm John Jones. I started the same time as Brian in 1955, and I've been a member of the cricket club ever since.
Okay, just to start us off, really, can you all remember really how you got to know each other in the first place? I know John and Philip know each other rather well, but can you just say how you remember sort of getting together or starting to play for the club?
I can remember John and Philip, certainly in the mid-50s when I started playing around. The first game I played was against Llanfihlin, 1955, and they had what to me as a young lad of 14 was a demon bowler. I think his name was Len Jones. I don't know
quite if
I
right, Brian, yeah, quite right.
Well, probably fairly slow in that touch, but to me as a...
And a nasty bit of work.
He was as well. I can remember doing a Philip and batting out for a draw at the end of it, and getting some stick from Llanfihlin players for not making some strokes. And I was that nervous, I was dropping the bat virtually. But, that's when I first knew John and Philip.
Well, I started before you then, Brian. I started the first game of that season.
Ah, a bit earlier.
And we played the church duck.
Yeah.
And I got a duck, which was recorded as one.
Oh.
And I also dropped Mal Jones twice.
Which
is a very great memory of my first game of cricket.
Yeah, well, it was the only one way to go after that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was upwards.
Upwards. Yeah. He could hit, couldn't he, Mal?
Yeah.
Big hitter. Yeah. You know, Chris, go on.
I started 12 months later.
Yeah.
I think John was the sportsman in the family playing cricket. And then I played for Hendomin in a knockout out up here and hit Selwyn Bishop for six. And I was in.
You did?
I was invited to play for Montgomery and I played. But, like, in company with EC, cricket wise, I'm not in the same class.
Oh, could be.
No.
Obdurate bats, whatever there was.
Well, I look
no
at now.
Comment,
well,
no
well I'm obviously the baby of the pack.
Yeah.
And I can only remember their younger brother,
Roger.
And we used to take milk churns around to the Lima pool to fill them up with water.
Yeah.
He was on the wicket. It was quite religious. And we used to do that. And noticeably, it was down the other end from where Glyn Tanner used to bowl.
That's right.
And just to soften up for Harry Williams when he used to bowl that end. So I can't recall my first game. Or throw, well, I never
saw. You know, it's always a thing about Harry's action, whether he was chucker, wasn't
The only one I can remember was the funniest action, strangest action, and didn't fall over, was Elvie Davis.
Yes.
How he always used to bowl off the wrong foot.
That's right.
And how his... His head would be down there.
Yeah. Well, mine was a great South African bowler. He used to bowl. It was a bit better than Elvis as a bowler.
Proctor.
Yeah, I was going
he
to say that
wrong
you got
foot,
Proctor
but he was very, very fast, wasn't he?
And he was very quick in Gloucester. But Roger was a brilliant fielder.
Brilliant. Point.
He was like a gazelle. You think he wouldn't be moving, but he's there. He's got those long arms that he picked up and it would have actually been thrown into the wicketkeeper in one go.
Got arms like an orangutan, didn't he?
Unbelievable.
Cover point. He picked the ball up and in. He was a brilliant fielder,
He
wasn't a bad bat either.
No. So the first game I can't quite remember.
No.
I was thinking last night, going back players I knew older than you, and I was thinking about all-rounders. Now, all-rounders now, we've had a lot of people who could bat and bowl a bit, or bowl and bat a bit. But in my time in Montgomery, there have been four all-rounders. Brian Purslow, Rob Kinsey, Chris Weaver and Colin Davis. And they could all hold their team, hold their place in the team, either for batting or for bowling. To compare them, Purslow and Kinsey, a lot of the same attitude, didn't like giving their wicket away. Would open the batting, they both opened the batting, they both opened the bowling. They were very mean. Kinsey had more variety as a bowler. I could feel a short leg to him, and he would give them nothing to hit on the leg side, absolutely nothing. He'd be short of length on a spot. Kinsey was different. The other two, as I mentioned, Colin Davis and Chris Weaver, they were very similar. They wanted to hit the ball out of the ground, and they wanted to knock the head off every batsman.
A lot quicker.
Chris was probably the fastest bowler we ever had.
Yeah.
Johnson came up somewhere occasionally, but for consistent pace. Well, right. I was associated with the club. Chris was the quickest.
Well, you've got longer memory, but in the time of me playing, the two quickest bowlers definitely were Chris and Ken Bower. When Ken Bower first came to Montgomery, but I think he got shoulder trouble after, and he seemed to lose it, didn't he? But he was pretty quick.
Yes, I do.
He wasn't as quick as Chris.
No. Not as quick as Johnson.
But Chris had a problem sometimes, bowled too short, which Harry didn't like, because he knew there was a fast bowler on the other team, and... Yeah. Just keep it pitched up, do you remember, from Harry? Pitch it up, boy, pitch it up.
Chirk and Richardson.
That's oh yeah, Dave Richardson.
Yes, hey? No, he was quick, no. But he was no quicker than you.
No.
No.
He died.
Is he?
Mm. Mm. Hey, one of the earliest memories, I remember fielding in slips, so you used to field at slips as well. And it was 1982? Mm. They were so dry. Do you remember me picking that clod of... Because the ground would crack.
Yeah.
And it was so bad, you could lift a big chunk of earth out of the ground. I think it was soon after that it was decided that they were going to marl it.
Mm. Yes.
To bind it.
That's right.
And it became a very fast wicket.
Yes.
It
was a bit rough.
After we did that.
In the 50s, wasn't it, John? A bit rough.
It was rough. You'd wonder how we used to play in those days.
At all, yeah. Terrible. Shooters and beamers. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible. It wasn't, well, a heavy roller wasn't good enough, was it, for one thing? And there was no water laid on.
That roller, do you remember the roller?
Yes, yeah, a stone one.
The big stone one.
Yeah.
We've still got it, Chris. We've
still got it?
Yeah.
It's in the field behind, isn't it?
It was in the field behind, but it's been moved now down to a farm just outside Montgomery.
Has it?
Where the chap has done it up, and it's like new. Oh. He's painted it in the colours it used to be. And it's got Butters Montgomery on the side of it.
Some sweat went in pushing
it.
So
it came from Butters originally.
Did it?
Yeah.
So it was pre-war,
probably. We don't know what year it came.
I guess the 20s even.
It could well be, Brian.
I'm only guessing, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We used to have to push it on a Friday evening.
That's right, yeah.
Particularly when Nigel, we were playing Newtown, and Nigel Owen was playing. He put a lot of water on the one end. And
That's sweet.
Now, this chap here had a long run, Chris, and he was quick. I used to bowl medium pace the other end, but a very short run, about six paces. And I used to turn and walk in very quickly, and he used to be forever on to Harry. Will you tell that bugger Purslow to slow down? I haven't got my breath back. Try bowling the next over.
Brian could get thrown over in under 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And there was one or two who didn't like him, but there was a chap in Chirk who used to, like, Brian had walked back, he turned around, he wouldn't look at the batsman, he turned around and come in. Now this bloke was one of these, like Jonathan Trott, his preparation for getting, he'd scrape his bat, pat his bat, and he expected that the bowler wouldn't start running in until he looked up. When he looked up facing Brian, there was the ball coming. And he used to get in for you.
I bowled him out once and he wouldn't go.
Well, he wouldn't go,
He said he wasn't ready. And I remember that, yes. I can't remember his name. But
No, I can't remember.
Must have been bad for Chris here, bowling up with a long run when I got thrown over in less than 2 minutes. Must have been hard going.
Like I say, they were the outstanding all-rounders. The other bowlers... Jonathan was probably. We've never had a really outstanding spin bowler, not in my time.
No, I don't remember.
The batsmen, like Rob and Brian opened. We had a couple of other opening batsmen. Mark Lloyd could outdo Brian.
Yeah.
in unwillingness to throw his wicket away.
Really?
No. Yeah. Well, he was obdurate beyond it. And he also, he would get very upset when he was, and he would sulk.
Right.
He would go and sit behind one of the big trees and not...
No, I didn't
and
do
wouldn't,
that.
Wouldn't look at the... Didn't he?
He did, always.
He used to go and hide.
He was a boycott class.
Obdurate.
Yeah.
Like, and of course, Harry, in his time, who was probably the best batsman, who only scored his runs between cover and third man.
That's right.
The best cutter of the ball, but he could be very much tucked up on his leg side.
Oh, very poor.
The other one, Andrew, John's Andrew, was going to be, we thought, to be the stalwart of the side for years until he went out somewhere and found a nice lady from miles away. And didn't, he was a crack, well, still is. Excellent opening bat. Well, there's a bit of paper, isn't it? I wrote down one or two things.
The fastest batsman on his feet in all the time I've played was John here, John Jones.
Oh yes, that was the one I was going to
mention. Oh, sorry.
That was the one I was going to mention.
And Welsh Pool had a spin bowler called Tom Bell, who took a lot of wickets. He spun the ball.
Ex-professional, wasn't he?
That's right, he could spin the ball, couldn't he? The only thing I could do with him was go right back on my stumps, because I wasn't quick enough on my feet to get out to him. I'd be stumped straight away. But John used to go out, down the wicket, twinkle toes, and belabour him on the full toss.
Yeah. Well, he used to get naggy.
He didn't used to like bowling.
I think, Brian, by the time I was playing him, though, he was way past his best.
Well, I don't know about that, but he could still turn a ball.
Oh, yes, he could, but he was...
He was a bit slow through the air.
45 or 50 by then.
Yeah, but he used to say he would have made it in county cricket if he'd have been slightly quicker through the air.
I think he did. Didn't he play a bit of county cricket?
Yes, professional. He was professional, club professional or something.
Not sure.
Another thing about John Jones, I think he was the first player I remember, I don't know what year it was, who got in the county side in Montgomery. And scores were very much lower in those days. I mean, 100 wasn't a bad score down Lima, was it?
Oh, 100, you went on with
the grass. The grass was a two foot deep sometimes. And
that was your trouble, because you couldn't hit in the air.
Exactly.
John
played for the county. I don't know who it was against. He remember and scored 120. That we thought that was fantastic. Somebody actually scored from Montgomery Cricket Club. Scored 120. Not only for Montgomery, it was for the county.
Do you remember who it was?
Oh, Lord, yes, it was Flincher, 125. And I was dropped three times by the same player.
Yeah.
So,
well,
but it was the only century I ever scored.
Yeah, it was a good one.
So, it was good.
What year would that be, John?
1959.
Was it that early?
Yeah.
Right.
But I was only in the county team because they were always having a trip. Trouble picking a side. It was five from Newtown. Five from Welsh Pool.
And one other. Yes.
And for a couple of years, was the one other.
Yeah.
I think mainly because I could field. But
you were a good field. Was John Bennett captain or E.P. Williams?
John Bennett was captain.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, the day I scored my 100, the Newtown boys all dropped out. And so it was Welsh Pool, Llanidloes, mainly, and me from Montgomery.
Byron Hughes.
Yeah, Byron played in that.
Yeah, Byron played in that.
He'd be only young then.
And playing against us was a lad called Mike England.
Footballer?
Soccer manager.
He was Welsh centre half and Tottenham centre half.
Yeah, big bloke.
Yeah, big bloke. But I didn't realise who he was when we played.
No, no. So where was that game at?
Mould.
Good ground then, good wicket.
Can't remember, Brian.
Yeah. But we thought,
didn't know what a good. And the funny thing was that the week before, we hadn't had a game that season, I think, because of rain. And Harry Williams got me a game on the Sunday before. We played this county game on a Thursday in those days. And on the Sunday before, Harry arranged for me to play for his local team on Shrewsbury ground.
Yeah.
And we went down there on a Sunday, and I was the middle one of a hat-trick.
No.
I was out, my first game of the season, I was out first ball. Yeah. I was the middle one of a hat-trick.
That was the week before you made the century?
Yeah, and that was the week before I made
the
century.
It's the ups and downs of cricket, isn't it? Yeah, but that was a... Because I can even remember, I was at Welsh Pool Grammar School then, and our history teacher took cricket as well, a little South Welshman, Roberts. We used to call Titch Roberts. Very fine leg spinner. I can remember him coming to me on a Monday morning and asking me, he knew I'd picked from Montgomery, who's this fellow John Jones? And he said, must be a good player.
A fluke.
And I said, yeah, he's a very good player.
Yeah. But I was dropped three times by the first same player, each time hooking. And the ball went up in the air. And he dropped me three times at mid-on.
Did he? Mm. But he wished the ground had swallowed him.
You can't remember who he was?
No.
You're talking about
it wasn't Mike England at the time.
No.
Fielding in that, was it 2 years later, Ken Lewis had been a professional cricketer, came back and he played for Montgomeryshire. And the tradition was that John and John Smout, the youngsters, they ran around the outfield.
Yeah.
Well, the old codgers stood at slip. Well, after two had been dropped, he went to the captain, he said, get those so-and-sos out of slip, get John Smout and John Jones into the slips.
Yeah. He was a fine bowler, wasn't he, Ken Lewis? Very fine bowler.
Can you remember anyone taking a hat-trick?
You?
Yeah.
No.
No, I can't.
Did you, Chris? Did you?
I remember getting a hat-trick against one side at Montgomery.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember that.
I can never remember a hat-trick, but...
No, nor can I.
Yeah,
no.
I can't remember exactly about it.
I know Elvett, was it Elvett his name? Elvett Davis. He dropped a hat-trick of catches off me, three balls. Can well remember that.
Those are the ones you remember.
He was fielding at Cabot Point and he three came straight to him, one after another, and he dropped the whole lot.
He had a very poor concentration.
No, terrible.
If he wasn't batting or bowling, you might as well not have him then.
And if the bowling wasn't top class, he was murdering. But when it got a bit, going got a bit tapper, Elvett couldn't cope, could he? Yeah. Went with somebody like Nigel Owen.
I